Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Kimbrel deals in the air, deep left field, hit well. Benintendi on the run. He's got it! And the Boston Red Sox are headed to the World Series. The Red Sox will celebrate on the road once again. World Series bound. The fourth trip in the last 15 years.
Smiles all around Boston this morning with that. That was the call last night on TBS as the Red Sox won the American League Championship Series, defeating the defending world champion Houston Astros 4-1 and advancing to the 2018 World Series. Sox will face the winner of the National League Championship Series, either the Milwaukee Brewers or the Los Angeles Dodgers, starting at Fenway Tuesday next week. WBUR's Shira Springer joins us now to talk about last night's game and what to expect in the series coming up. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Bob.
So, you know, let's be honest about this. Despite holding the lead in the playoff series, last night looked like it was going to be a tough game for the Red Sox. They were on the road. The starting pitcher, David Price, who hadn't had much success postseason, did not look good in his start earlier in this series. They were facing the Astros ace, Justin Verlander, who's looked great. Not exactly a winning combination. So how'd the Sox pull it off?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, by the way. In the Verlander-Price matchup, not a lot of people were picking Price to come out the winner. After all, Verlander was pitching on full rest. Price was pitching on short rest, actually 3 days rest. Did not look good for Price. Also, Price had warmed up in the eighth and ninth inning of Game 4 on Wednesday night. So how did he pull it off? First of all, he had his changeup working. That was number one. And it was dominant. And Verlander wasn't quite on his game. Price pitched six scoreless innings with a postseason career-high 9 strikeouts. And many of those strikeouts came on his changeup.
Yay.
Yay. And here's what he had to say after the game.
I just continue to tell myself, you know, just stay in the moment. You know, don't worry about the next hitter. Don't think about the next pitch. Just stay right here. And, you know, I was able to do that tonight. And, you know, it paid off. And that was one of the more special nights I've ever had on the baseball field.
Yeah, and let's not forget, this is the same David Price who had not won a postseason game in 11 starts prior to last night. And you could tell that it was just a burden lifted. He looked teary-eyed when he was talking post-game about the victory.
You know, the way last night's game unfolded was a surprise, but the way the whole series unfolded was kind of surprising, too. The heroes were not Mookie Betts or J.D. Martinez. Instead, the big hero was Jackie Bradley Jr., who had 9 RBIs and was named the series MVP.
Going into the series, Jackie Bradley Jr. was certainly not my pick for ALCS MVP, but that was the award he collected last night after the game, and he did it primarily because he finished the series with 9 runs batted in. And just for perspective, that's 1/3 of the RBI collected by the Red Sox during the entire series. So a huge chunk of the Red Sox offensive production. His bat came alive throughout. He hit a grand slam on Tuesday, and he also made some big plays in the field, too. But, you know, when Bradley was presented with the award, of course, being the humble guy that he is, he talked mostly about his teammates.
You know, we know what we set out, what we wanted to do since day one. You know, this is just a stepping stone. We, like everybody keeps repeating, we got 4 more. And, you know, that's what we're all focusing on. And when everybody have the same mindset, the same intent, that's winning, no egos, and that's our main focus.
But first, last night's game, Mookie Betts, J.D. Martinez did contribute. They had pretty good games last night.
Yeah, absolutely. They did contribute. One of the big defensive plays last night was by Betts. He made an absolutely spectacular running, leaping catch near the wall and right in the 6th inning, robbing Alex Bregman of an extra bases hit, maybe a home run. It was close. And then, you know, Martinez had a home run in the 3rd inning. But if you want to talk about offense last night, I think you have to talk about Rafael Devers. He was behind the biggest hit of the game, coming through with a key 3-run homer in the 6th that gave the Red Sox the cushion they needed to pull out the victory.
And, of course, the pennant last night was a pretty nice birthday present for Red Sox manager Alex Cora. It was his birthday yesterday.
Yeah, and if you looked at the post-game celebration, you saw the team serenading Alex Cora with happy birthday. He turned 43. I remember sitting in his office and, you know, mentioning his birthday, and he said, "Well, I hope the team is playing, by my birthday, or still playing by my birthday." And here we are. It's also worth noting he becomes the first Puerto Rican manager to lead a team to the World Series in Major League history. And here's what he told TBS after the game about that.
"For everything that we're going through as a nation, as a country, for me to stand up here with this trophy, I know there's a lot of people proud of me in Puerto Rico."
And another kudo for Cora. He is the third rookie manager in the expansion era to reach the World Series. So a lot of milestones reached by this rookie manager.
All right, so let's talk about the World Series. We still have to wait to find out who the Red Sox opponent will be, but any predictions?
Well, first I want to see who emerges from the National League Championship Series, Milwaukee Brewers or the Los Angeles Dodgers. But listen, the ALCS was a matchup between the two best teams in baseball, and the Red Sox dispatched the Astros in five games, and they, you know, won the series on the road. So the Red Sox are easily the favorites headed into the World Series, no matter the opponent. They're also on a roll, and they look to be peaking at just the right time. I don't want to get to the negatives, but I think if anything is sort of in the back of the mind of Red Sox fans, it's, you know, what's going on with Craig Kimbrell, the closer. He's been shaky of late. And there is also the issue of ace Chris Sale, who was hospitalized earlier this week with a stomach illness. We'll have to see how he's looking and feeling as the World Series starts.
Okay, Shara Springer, but first, let's go over to Fenway Park this afternoon and get our pennant victory hats and celebrate that before we worry about the World Series next week.
Agreed. Let's head over now.
All right, and we'll talk to you next week for the World Series.
You got it.